Welcome to the NGO Bridge Podcast, the podcast dedicated to how NGOs are working to bridge the digital divide. I'm Rhonda LeDuc. Today's topic is the Internet Society and what it's doing to bridge the digital divide. If you're not familiar with this NGO, the Internet Society, or ISOC as it's also known as, was founded in 1992 by three early pioneers of the Internet movement. Vinton Cerf, now Vice President and Internet Evangelist for Google, Robert Kahn, and Lyman Chapin. The mission statement of the Internet Society is to promote the open development, evolution, and use of the Internet for the benefit of all people throughout the world. This is a lofty goal, but they're on their way to seeing it happen. Today, the Internet Society has grown into a large organization with over 80 chapters serviced by five continental offices. ISOC works towards reaching its goal on many levels, ranging from grassroots initiatives to developing Internet infrastructure and standards, policies, and educational programs. ISOC is open to working with any organization, large or small, and is currently working with various UN groups and the United Telecommunications Union to further its goal. One particularly important ISOC initiative for bridging the digital divide is its international network training programs for developing countries that has played a vital role in setting up the Internet connections and networks in virtually every country connecting to the Internet in the past 15 years. But are there any drawbacks to these developments? If the Internet Society reaches its goal of expanding the Internet to every corner of the globe, what do you think the effects will be on local societies? Does the Internet Society have plans for this eventuality? Check out the Episode 2 tab on the NGO Bridge website for some answers and much more information on the Internet Society. I think you'll be surprised. Thanks for tuning in. This has been Rhonda LeDuc for the NGO Bridge.